92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Every day across America, at least 30 people die in accidents related to drunk driving. I expected the number to be much higher. But because of that, there's new automobile standards being proposed that would require all new passenger vehicles to have passive alcohol detection systems installed by 2024. These systems would prevent a car from being started if the driver's blood alcohol content is over the legal limit of 0.08. Now, systems like this have been proposed many times before, and for some people, bad people, they've even had it mandated on their cars because of their poor judgment and reckless history. But how are they going to make a system like this effective and accurate without inconveniencing all the good people in the world? I'm thinking about people like me who never ever drive polluted. One of the systems is based on the traditional blow into a tube method, and I don't want to have to blow into a tube every time I want to start my car. There's an alternate system that scans your finger, which I suppose is a bit less intrusive, but still a horrendous nuisance for the good people who don't drink. And what kind of additional cost is this going to put on the price of a new car? Beyond that, what about the people on the highway who are already hopped up on all kinds of other chemicals way beyond alcohol? They're impaired also. Once again, this seems to be like a really nice idea, but there's absolutely no good plan of execution to it. So typical of us Americans.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.